It's 1981. I am a freshman in high school, living in Denver, Colorado. And I'm at a meeting of the Model United Nations, which is something that I love. I represent Upper Volta. And I'm watching on the floor, there's a debate going on, and it's a lot of the first world nations and a lot of the communist countries. And the guys are really cute, but I become very distracted from looking at their cuteness because of the intensity of what they're talking about. They're talking about the proliferation of nuclear weapons. I'm shocked. And then they use this phrase. One of them said that he thought that we would see mutually assured destruction. It was like, wow, this is bad. I don't know what this means, but I'm going to find out, but I can't ask anybody because if I ask, they're going to think I'm stupid. So I go a place where I've always found solace. I go to the library, and man, I learn so much there, and it chills me. I find out mutually assured destruction, it's basically it doesn't matter who pulls the trigger first, we are all going to be toast. This did not make me feel better at all. But the only thing that I could do to make myself feel better was just to keep researching it. Because I felt like if I could understand it, it was purposeful. Maybe I could fix it. So after a while, I began to actually ditch classes so that I can spend time at the library. I'm spending hours scrolling through microfiche. And then when I exhaust what's in my high school library and I exhaust the poor librarians, I go to the public library. And that's where I find out that 25 miles away from my house, they are manufacturing nuclear weapons. Ah. And here's the weird thing. Nobody can tell you really what they're doing there. This is at Rocky Flats. And we don't really know what exactly they're manufacturing, but I want to know. So I call them. And I found out that it is not like going to the Coors Brewery in Golden, Colorado. There is no visitor center. I finally called Dow Chemical because they were very involved. I never got any answers. I was so panicked. I was so worried. And I realized that really what I worried about the most was that my family would be separated. I mean, I wasn't worried about a bomb falling on my house if we were all in it, but what if one day I was at school and my dad was at work, my brother is at school, how are we going to find each other again? So I came up with a plan. There was a McDonald's about 2 hours from our house, I'm sorry, 2 miles from our house, and I decided at that McDonald's, that was where we were going to meet. So then I had to tell my parents, and I was worried about this because I was quite used to adults telling me that I was silly for worrying about things, but my dad was awesome. He completely listened to me, and he smiled, and he calmly said to me, you know, we have been worrying about this for decades. And he told me about the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and duck and cover and all the different drills that they would have to do. He said, you know, people were absolutely hysterical and it's really unlikely that this is going to happen. And then he said something that really made me feel confident. He said, you have to live your life. That was really relieving. You have to live your life. I felt like I can do this. I can live my life because the adults, they have this taken care of. So I go on and I live my life. And that summer, I'm at summer school. And I remember it's really hot in the room and the windows are open. And all of a sudden, I hear this shrill, and I just dive. I am under the desk, and the main thing that I'm thinking is that my father is a fucking liar. And the teacher is yelling for me to get up from out of that desk, and we hear kind of what's kind of a mini explosion down the hall, and we find out that it was a firecracker that somebody had set off in the boys' room. I was really mortified and surprised to find out that really I had always stayed vigilant, that I really couldn't let my guard down. And that vigilance has stayed with me to this day. And I think about all of those families in Hawaii last month doing their version of duck and cover for 38 minutes. And I start to wonder, do the adults really have this? Thank you.